Moving on down the agenda, approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 467058 through 467078, 467080 through 467126, warrants 7893 through 7896, one journal entry or transfer.
Second with discussion.
Second with discussion.
I'm showing through 467127.
Your four, okay. Mine just has 126. They must have added one then. So
I'll go ahead and keep the second, and we can vote on a separate check.
Okay.
Next. Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries.
Move to approve check number 467127.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. I didn't have that.
Move to approve check number 467079.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. What's that check number?
Hers?
Yeah. So that one. Okay.
They must not make new copies if they added that.
Approval of previous meeting minutes for regular session minutes, April 4th, 2022, and executive session minutes for April 4th, 2022.
Move to approve executive session minutes for April 4th, 2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve regular session minutes for April 4th, 2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. University of Missouri Extension update. Good morning.
Be my name?
Yes, please.
Jenny Navat.
Thank you.
So, thank you for your time this morning. Just wanted to provide you with the updated reports from the MU Extension Specialist covering Taney County. And we have highlighted the Taney County programs in yellow to make it a little bit easier for you to see those, what's happened in March and will be happening in April. Willow Williams is, as you all are familiar, she's no longer technically serving Taney County, but she is still making time to come down here and complete some programs, and so we appreciate her time and effort on that. Some good news that I bring to you all this morning is that we have hired a nutrition program associate. We sometimes refer them as NPAs. That is a nutrition educator funded completely by the SNAP education program that's part of the Farm Bill. And so that person will start May 30th. She's currently employed with the Ava School District, so she's finishing out her contract there, and then she'll move over here. Formerly in that position, you may know Barb Beck. So this person will be responsible for educating low-income families about how to better use their food stamp dollars, how to prepare whole foods, how to garden, and include more physical activity into their lives. So this position works a lot with youth in school districts. but they can work with adults and partnering food pantries and other agencies as well.
If my memory's right, Barb Beck went to the schools and did things. Will this person go to the schools to give you this education?
For sure. She'll spend the majority of her time likely in school districts working with youth. And part of their training process is that they start with pre-K curriculum, you know, maybe pre-K through first grade and do a lot of that the first year, and then they include more and more grades as they become more comfortable with the curriculum and the job, the position itself.
And understand it is you mentioned a low income, but when she goes to school, I'm assuming she'll do it for the whole class.
For sure. Excellent question. So schools can qualify to receive this nutrition education if 50% or more of their students are on free or reduced lunches. And so many Taney County schools qualify.
Yes.
And everybody benefits from that nutrition education.
Thank you. No one is signaled out in any way.
Correct. And we know that everybody can benefit from nutrition education, but because this program is funded by SNAP-Ed, they can only target those approved audiences.
Thank you.
So what other questions do you have for me? Oh, I do want to point out, the fifth page paperback, Small Business Development Center, that's a partnership with Missouri State University and the University of Missouri Extension. They are going to be dedicating more time to the Taney County area. So those are some of the folks there. You probably recognize Crystal Irons and Cody Cox maybe as well.
I appreciate the extension office listening to Taney County and their needs and furthering their assistance here.
Mm-hmm. I shared with our regional director 2 months ago the concerns that you all shared with me, so I passed that along to our regional director and made her aware, and so we're certainly working to make sure that Taney County is still getting programs, are still having programs provided, and keeping the office full.
Thank you.
I don't have it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good week.
You too.
You too.
Monthly budget report.
Good morning, Commission.
Morning.
Wanted to give you a monthly budget report. GCR balance at the end of March is at $8,253,282.97. Other funds in the county include Road and Bridge. They are at the end of March is $16,294,657.19. Law enforcement tax is at $2,653,700.88. And sewer is at $10,913,572.55. And I did send the rest of the monthly, which includes all the funds. If you guys have any questions, don't hesitate to send it my way. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. court orders.
Good morning. This morning I have personal property abatements, which are refunds, and then real estate paid abatement, which is a refund also. Starting with the personal property paid abatements, it's abatement number 300359. Taxpayer paid this mobile home under real estate and personal property both for the tax for the 2020 tax year. On this year, it should have been paid under real estate. Please refer to scans. And there's plenty of documentation and scans there that they sent up. And they're asking for the refund on that one.
Is there any questions on it?
No.
Able to exhibit A with today's date. Move to approve Exhibit A, date 4-11 of 2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
The next one is real estate paid abatements. And its abatement number is 212273. And the note that was on it was were assessed as personal property and real estate, so it was double assessed.
I see they're abating the paid real estate, so I assume that the mobile home is not the owner?
That's the assumption I have.
Assumption. And we do assume, too, that the document was assessed under personal, yeah, under some other name? Or
That's the only assumption I have on it. Because, like I said, the notes I have is what's on the paper.
Label Exhibit B. Move to approve Exhibit B, dated 4-11 of 2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
That's all the abatements I have today. Or court orders. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Personal property abatements and add-on report for March of 2022.
Move to accept and enter into the record the personal property abatements and add-on report for March of 2022.
Second.
Did you have a second? Okay, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Grant of permanent and perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements. What? Oh, I'm sorry.
Taney County Sheriff.
Taney County Sheriff's report disposal list to the county clerk.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.